Hi, and welcome to this bit of a play around demo of using a trackpad, as in the Magic Trackpad 2, on your iPad. Of course, in my case, connected via Bluetooth. And I should also say I've also got my Magic 2 keyboard connected as well. So, like I'm using it on a Mac normally, whether it's my MacBook or my iMac, I've got my Magic 2 keyboard, and right next to it, I've got the Magic 2 trackpad side by side, and they're both connected, as I said, via Bluetooth. So if you want to use VoiceOver with the trackpad, you need to go into VoiceOver settings and turn a specific mode on for pointer access. And I should say up front, at the moment, as of this recording, just after a week or so after iOS 13.4 came out, you can't activate an item that's in the VoiceOver focus from the trackpad. That won't work for technical reasons. So you'd have to actually use an external keyboard or tap on the actual screen itself, double tap with VoiceOver. But I'll show you a slight little workaround that you can do with the keyboard with VoiceOver that stops you holding down too many keys anyway. But just keep in mind, this is almost like a first beta release of doing this with VoiceOver on the iPad, okay? So it's not quite there yet, but you can certainly use it to a certain extent, particularly for navigating. All right, so the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to go and jump into VoiceOver settings. Open VoiceOver settings.
Here are the settings for VoiceOver. VoiceOver on.
Okay, and double, I'm just going to drag my finger down towards the bottom of the screen because that's where the pointer option is for VoiceOver.
Commands, button.
So that said commands, let me flick to the right.
Activities, button, rotor, button.
Rotor.
Rotor actions.
Rotor button. Actions.
Typing.
Typing.
Button. Always speak notifications.
Always speak notifications.
Off. Navigate images.
Navigate images.
Off. Large cursor.
Large on. Cursor.
Caption panel.
Caption off. Panel.
Double tap timeout.
Double tap timeout.
Pointer control.
Pointer control. Heading. So basically it's right near the bottom, and I could have rotated around to headings and flicked down by heading, but I just wanted to give you some orientation of where it's situated in the VoiceOver settings panel. All right, so I flick down.
Pointer. Moves VoiceOver cursor button.
Okay, so pointer moves VoiceOver cursor. So that's what you want it currently set to. Now, by default, it's actually not set to that, I don't believe. So if I double tap on it.
Ignores VoiceOver.
And if I flick through with my finger, flick to the right.
Ignores VoiceOver cursor.
Okay, we've got ignores VoiceOver cursor.
Follows VoiceOver cursor.
Follows VoiceOver cursor.
Selected. Moves VoiceOver cursor.
Or moves VoiceOver cursor. Now, what I've just noticed during this recording is that my volume of Australian Karen is going up and down. So that's actually a bit weird. That's not me doing that in the recording. That's a voice doing it by itself on my iPad Pro. So what you want to hear it select.
Follows selected. Moves VoiceOver cursor.
Is moves VoiceOver cursor. So that's basically it. So I've got my Bluetooth keyboard connected for the trackpad. You just basically go into Bluetooth settings like you would do with a normal Magic 2 keyboard. Go down the bottom after other, it comes up and says Magic Trackpad 2. Double tap on it, of course using VoiceOver, and then it will connect automatically from then on. So let me just go back to my home screen.
Home. Settings. Button.
All right, I've literally got Explore by Touch running on the trackpad. So if I touch the middle.
App Store.
Okay, App Store.
Double tap to open. Settings. Two new items.
Okay, so I'm on
double
settings.
Tap to
if
open.
I drag my finger up.
Stocks. Clock. 1:57 p.m.
Okay, across.
Contacts. Camera. Photos. Calendar. When FaceTime.
Okay, so for example, I'm going to go back to clock. I'm going to go across to the right.
Clock. 1:57 p.m.
Okay, now to activate it, at the
double
moment,
tap to open.
I'm going to have to press VO spacebar, contraption spacebar on my keyboard.
San Francisco, 7:57 p.m.
Okay, so that was the current clock I've got running under world clock at the moment.
World clocks. San
now,
Francisco, 7:58 p.m.
If you want to then go back home by using the trackpad, if I do a three-finger flick up the trackpad.
FaceTime.
I've just activated
double tap
home.
To open.
If I want to bring up the app switcher, I'm going to do a flick up the screen with three fingers but stop in the middle. So here we go.
App switcher. Clock active.
Okay, so there's the app switcher.
Swipe up with three fingers to close the app.
Actions and available. Of course, if I'm now going to be using my finger again on the trackpad.
TV, active, home, at clock, active.
So that's clock. If swipe I come down.
Swipe up three fingers to settings.
There's settings. Active. And again, VA spacebar, control from spacebar. Swipe up three fingers to close. And if I touch my trackpad.
Personal hotspot, off, control center,
okay.
Button.
There I am in the settings. So again, if I want to do home, I do a three finger flick up the entire trackpad. Versus stopping halfway up to activate the app switcher to go home. So I do that now. And I'm back.
Page 1 of 4. Camera.
To the app screen. Double to the home screen, open. Sorry. Now, one workaround I've had to do by using the voiceover keyboard commands, because I can't seem to get it any other way, is accessing the notification center or control center on the actual trackpad. So what I've decided to do is a bit of a workaround. If I turn my modification keys on VoiceOver on my keyboard here, so that's VR control option semicolon.
Modifier keys lock on.
Okay, and then if I go to the top of my trackpad.
Wood eyes end, 3 of 3 okay, Wi-Fi bars. Okay,
so I'm now on status my status item. Line. Now, because I'm actually using the modification keys, so my VO or control option keys are locked, if I now do function down arrow.
Aeroplane mode, switch button.
Okay, I have off. Now gone into control
double
center.
Double tap and hold to show more controls.
So let me just do H for home on my keyboard. So let's go back to the status line.
Wood eyes end, 3 of 3 Wi-Fi bars. Status bar
okay,
item.
Now this time I'm going to do function
down with three
and
fingers
up
to
arrow.
Settings, update Apple ID settings.
All right, so now notification center. Now if I tap my finger on the trackpad.
Settings. Now, Apple Store, grouped, yesterday, 2:44 p.m. News, grouped, Sun, 12:02 p.m. The Age.
Okay, and so on. So that sort of works okay. You can play around a bit with the trackpad on notifications. So let me do the home gesture using the trackpad.
Settings. Two new items.
Now, if you want to switch between apps, and yes, I know I can just do Command Tab. Let me first of all turn VoiceOver modifier keys off with VO semicolon.
Modifier keys lock off.
Okay, now I press Command Tab.
2:13 p.m. Music, Twitter, Mail, Settings, Home, Home Screen, Stocks.
Okay, I'm back to the home screen.
Double tap to open.
So if I wanted to do available. That with the trackpad, let me just go into an application first. So Command Tab.
Home. Eat degree, pergola.
Okay.
22.5 degrees.
All right, so if I do a three finger flick to the right,
image, news, edit,
that's
button.
News, and that beep sound is my iPhone going off. Three finger flick to the right again,
eat degree, her home, David's home,
that's heading. Gone to home. Three finger flick to the right again,
intro, even a pet, news, edit,
that's button. News,
library, button, music,
that's music,
great, selected. Home tab, Safari on left,
that's
Twitter
Safari
on right,
and Twitter.
Format options, eat degree, home,
and back to
David's home.
Home. So
heading.
Let's try and do it the other way. So three finger flick to the left. So again, just keep remembering that this is sort of the first release of doing this with VoiceOver. So again, if I want to go back to my home screen with the trackpad, I do a three finger flick up the screen completely.
Home. 2:16 p.m.
And I've gone back to
home. 2:17 p.m.
So I touch on the trackpad.
Page 1 of 4. TV.
I'm back. So just remember that you can't activate anything by using the trackpad. If I try and click now when it says TV. Okay, nothing happens. So let me find home.
Double tap iTunes Store. TV. Home.
Okay, and let's
double tap to open.
A click on the trackpad.
TV. Up next. Button. Heading.
Okay, that's what I mean. I've now gone
to open up
into
next.
TV, not the home, because the focus is slightly off where the point is on the screen. So let me just do the home gesture again. Three finger flick up the trackpad.
Home.
Okay, I'm now going to just do VO spacebar, contraption spacebar, because remember, I've now got my modifier keys
home.
Turned off.
HomePod. Dining room.
And there's
paused.
My
button.
HomePod.
Lamp. Lounge room.
So I can
off.
Drag my finger
button.
Up and down the trackpad to see the status of
actions
my
available.
Home devices.
Fan. Bathroom. Off. Button.
Bathroom's off.
Act, Eve degree, pergola, 22, 5 degrees, but, Eve room, kitchen, 23, 0 degrees, fan, bathroom, off, button.
Okay, so I'm going to turn my fan on in the bathroom, and it's going to do VA spacebar, contraption spacebar on my keyboard.
Fan, bathroom, on, fan, bathroom, on, in progress, okay. Button, fan, bathroom, on,
okay,
button.
And if I want to turn it off.
Fan, bathroom, off.
I'm going to come out of the home app on my iPad by just doing a three-finger flick right up the trackpad. And let's see where we are.
App Store.
Yep, we're back on the home screen.
Double tap to open.
So there you go. Look, it's doable. I think more of the fact that if you're a low vision person, and you're probably doing this in combination with Zoom, so that you can have item speak when you're using Zoom in conjunction with VoiceOver. I'm not sure about that. You can try that out if you like. But anyway, that's a bit of a rough play around with using the Magic Trackpad 2 on the iPad with iOS 13.4. So thanks for listening to this demo. And as always, thanks for listening, and bye for now.